our government.
Iran.
Your government.
Proliferation.
Public option.
A serious insurgency.
We do have a plan. We're working on it.
Just to give you a sense of perspective.
So, for the agenda this morning, it's almost a year since Barack Obama began his presidency, and we're going to talk about that as part of the agenda this week. Rob Watson, political correspondent for the BBC in London, and Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our other partner, the New York Times. First of all, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Rob Watson, first of all, this attack in Afghanistan is likely to have implications throughout the week. Where do you think we stand?
Well, I think it's obviously a worrying development. This looks like, although it's still early stages, one of the most sophisticated attacks that the Taliban have mounted yet in the Afghan capital. And one thing that I did after the attack started was to just look up the figures as to the deteriorating security. And I went to dig up the GAO, the good old reliable government accountability office. You've got to go with their stats. And just to note this, from January to August of 2009, there were 13,000 attacks on civilians, coalition forces and Afghan forces. That was 2.5 times greater than the same period 2008. And obviously a lot up, 5 times up on 2,500 attacks in 2005. So I think you can see this as really part of a very worrying deterioration in the security.
Well, whether it will be viewed as a kind of Vietnam Tet offensive in its boldness and brazenness as far as the Obama administration and NATO is concerned, we will have to see. Marcus Mabry, here in the United States, there is a very, very tense standoff, a contest in Massachusetts that the entire Obama agenda may hinge on. Explain.
Martha Cookley, the Democratic nominee to take over Ted Kennedy's venerated seat, the Democrats have venerated, and even some Republicans have venerated it in the United States Senate, is up against Scott Brown, the Republican state senator, and right now in some polls he's leading her.
And here is the president speaking at a campaign rally on Sunday.
If you were fired up in the last election, I need you more fired up in this election. I need you out there working just as hard right now in those final days.
I don't know, Marcus Mabry. He sounds all in.
Oh,
there in Massachusetts.
He's all in, and he's scared to death.
And it took them by surprise that this was going to be a cliffhanger.
And,
yes,
and it shouldn't have, because although we all think of Massachusetts as the People's Republic of Massachusetts, a very left-leaning blue state, the bluest of blue. The fact is, although Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1 in that state, they're actually the majority of the people in Massachusetts are actually unaffiliated. They don't believe in either party, so it's a much more independent state,
a little bit
state.
More like New Hampshire,
exactly, than we suspect. However, none of that will matter. None of that reality will matter if the Democrats lose this seat. Healthcare will be imperiled, and Obama will have to readjust his entire agenda.
And the Republicans are already positioning themselves. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says we've already won.
Regardless of the outcome Tuesday, we know that in the most liberal state in America, you're going to have a close election for the United States Senate because people in Massachusetts don't want this healthcare bill to pass.
All right. Is he right?
No, he's not right, because it's about a lot more than that. You wouldn't expect him to say anything else. And the fact is, if the Republicans don't win the seat, then they don't win the seat. It will make a huge difference. The Democrats will still have their supermajority of 60 and will still run through with their health care plan.
How much is the international agenda of the Obama presidency on the line with the relief effort in Haiti now taking center stage? Marcus Mabry, and then I want to check with Rob Watson.
Well, again, I think politically the Republicans have tried to make this Obama's New Orleans. The fact is, it's not New Orleans. It's not an American city. I was in Haiti last 15 years ago with American soldiers who were coming in at that point to restore Jean-Bertrand Aristide to power. Haiti is the great shame of the Western Hemisphere. It has been before. It will remain after. I think the question right now is one of personal relief, one of humanity and humanitarian relief, and that's what the administration has to rise up to. It's not really a political thing. I don't think it's going to affect the larger international agenda, but it will affect their image as caring and a different American leadership.
Rob Watson, do you think there's a clock ticking on the international community coming to the aid of Haiti, or will this sort of pass?
Well, I think there's a clock ticking in terms of the immediate requirements.
Indeed.
And clearly, they're pretty intense, and the international community is struggling. I don't think it's necessarily fair to criticize the international community when you think that the actual port in Port-au-Prince has gone, that the roads aren't great, the roads that there are absolutely clogged with traffic. So it's no easy matter. I guess there's another question, which Marcus kind of alluded to, which is, to what extent will interest continue in Haiti once the immediate danger has passed and the immediate crisis over?
Well, let's talk about Pakistan. Those five U.S. Muslim men are charged with plotting terror attacks in Pakistan. They are U.S. passport holders. It looks like they're going to be seeking life sentences. Where does this case stand in terms of U.S. concerns about terrorism and especially recruiting taking place in the United States, Rob Watson?
Well, I'm not completely familiar with all of the details of this particular case, although I do know of it. I would say this, really, and that is that U.S. concerns are not at the level that they are in the United Kingdom. It's a really good way, it's a good comparison, because in the United Kingdom, here in Britain, pretty much every single major attack has been linked to people of British citizens of Pakistani descent who then made the link back to Pakistan to Al-Qaeda recruiters there. There's a very, very clear pattern. We have hundreds of thousands of British citizens of Pakistani descent who go back to Pakistan for annual visits. So it's a huge problem here. There just hasn't been that scale of problem in the United States. And, you know, I certainly have my own theories about that the United States is a country of immigrants, that if you look at the Pakistani community in the United States, its median income is higher than the average white family. So it's just not the same circumstances. But is it something that's probably ringing the odd alarm bell? Well, you betcha.
Marcus Mabry, 1 year, the Obama presidency, and earnings season in the same week. Tough for President Obama?
Well, what's going to have to be about is the only people who are less popular right now than the president, one might argue, are Wall Street bankers. And so he's going to have to make this week about Goldman Sachs earnings on Thursday and outrage over that.
All right. Coming up, Dr. King's dreams. What part of his vision have we accomplished? You know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.